Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 201. Today we resume our discussion on this biological special program of the skeletal muscles. We are going to see the symptomatology of the healing phase of the program of skeletal muscles today. We found earlier that during the CA phase, there is cell loss or necrosis of muscle tissue and muscle weakness or muscle paralysis because the skeletal muscle is controlled from both cerebral medulla and motor cortex. During the healing phase, the atrophied muscles are reconstructed. There will be proliferation of muscle cells. As in the case of any tissue under healing, there will be swelling or edema with fluid accumulation. There will be more swelling if there are existence conflict, isolation conflict, hospitalization conflict, etc., thereby causing the condition of water retention or syndrome. Myosarcoma, muscle sarcoma, soft tissue sarcoma, etc. are the names of large swellings of muscle tissue. If the healing process continues or is in hanging healing, the muscles may become further enlarged to cause muscle hypertrophy. By the healing process, nature makes the muscles stronger, and that is the way nature prepares the tissue to become prepared better to meet with another conflict of the same kind. This is how nature serves its biological purpose at the end of healing phase. There are several medical conditions occurring during the healing phase of the SBS of the muscle tissues. Stiff or tensed muscles, pain in muscles, etc. are the common symptoms. The intensity of the CA phase determines the intensity of the healing phase also. The healing phase of muscles gives a sort of hot pain, whereas there is a cold pain also if the periosteum is under healing. Depending on the site of healing, the conditions have different names. The site of affection is determined by the person's biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. If the pain is on the neck and it is on the left side, the conflict is an intellectual self-devaluation conflict related to mother or children. There will be difficulty to turn the neck to left side. This condition is known as sore neck or stiff neck. If the healing is of the whole muscles of the body, then the condition is called as fibromyalgia. When the pain aspect of healing is considered, then the condition is known as polymyalgia or polymyalgia rheumatica. Fibromyalgia, polymyalgia, etc. are the medical conditions occurring during the healing phase of whole muscles of the body due to the self-devaluation conflict of the whole person. Chronic fatigue syndrome is another term used by conventional medicine to represent this generalized healing symptom. In reality, any prolonged healing phase can cause similar conditions with any other SBS also. Because according to the second biological law, during the healing phase of any program, there will be a fatigue with a desire to take rest in order to facilitate healing. Another condition of muscle pain occurs while the underlying bones or joints are also in healing phase. Most common conditions of muscle pain occur either in upper limb or lower limb of either side. Function-wise, the upper limb or lower limb can be considered as a single unit and can be called as arm segment or leg segment. The arm segment includes the musculoskeletal organs, second and third thoracic vertebrae, T2 and T3, upper part of sternum, shoulder blade, collarbone, humerus, elbow, radius and ulna, wrist bones and fingers. Leg segment includes the musculoskeletal organs, 3rd, 4th and 5th lumbar vertebrae, L3, L4, L5, sacrum, hip, femoral neck, femur, knee, tibia and fibula, ankle bones, heel and the toe bones. The conflict affecting these segments is self-devaluation conflict, and the changes occurring during CFAs can be either an osteolysis or muscle necrosis. In the cerebral medulla, the hammer focus can be either at the center of the whole segment or of a single organ. Similarly, during healing also, corresponding healing signs are visible either in the whole segment or in the single organ center and in the organs as recalcification or muscle pains. During the healing, there develops brain edema at the motor cortex also, resulting in stretch in synapses, delay in impulses, etc. So during PCLA, paralysis and the weakness of muscles continue and increase. Unless aware of the program, the affected person can suffer from additional motor conflicts and worsening of the condition. During the epileptoid crisis, the sympathicotonia surge expels the edema in the motor cortex, and there can occur rhythmic convulsions, twitchings, cramps and spasms of the muscles, etc., due to the sudden reconnection of the affected nerves. Here again, the knowledge of GNM will give us to understand that all these signs and symptoms are positive and happen during re-establishment of muscle function. Friends, we will discuss still more exciting medical conditions under the skeletal muscles program in coming days. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.